Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Sirach in chapter 3, and yesterday verse number 8, where the Bible declares, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." Well, today we move to verse number 9, where the Bible declares, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." I want you to see today concerning the coming of the Lord and the promise of his coming. The Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. May I say that the Lord is punctual and the Lord is right on time. The punctuality of the Lord. The Bible says in Galatians 4:4 that when the fullness of time had come, that God sent forth his Son. In due time, the Scripture says, in four places in the New Testament and once in the Old. And so, at an appointed time, at a time that we've not yet obviously arrived at, the Lord, he that shall come will come, the Scripture says, and will not tarry. And so, the Scripture says the Lord's not slack concerning his promise. He told the disciples there on the Mount of Ascension that he would go, that he would come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you might be also. And so the Lord, he's punctual, but also the Lord, he is patient. The Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. To suffer long, long suffering. May I say this shows the patience of the Lord. Now, no doubt, the vengeance of the Lord cries for God to take action against this sin-cursed world. And no doubt, the love of the Lord wants his children home, there in his presence. And yet the Lord is patient. We serve a patient God. He's long-suffering to usward. Just think of it this way. What if the Lord had come a generation ago? Then you and I would, of course, would never have known the purpose of God in salvation. We would never have known the Lord's saving grace. Certainly, and we could say that was true of some who've just been maybe been saved 10 years. What if the Lord had come 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago? Where would you be? And maybe you were alive then, but had not yet given your heart to Christ. And so it is the patience of the Lord that prevents his coming. The Bible says, but is long-suffering to usward. But not only the Lord's punctuality and the Lord's patience, but I want us to see the Lord's purpose. The Bible says he's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. You see, it is God's will that this lost world receive the gift of life, God's gift of love. That's God's purpose. He's not willing that any should perish. And there are those who say that Christ only died for a select few. Well, may I say he's not willing that any should perish, according to the Scripture. And then, but not only that this lost world would receive of course, the gift of life, not willing that any should perish, but also that this lost world would repent before a gracious Lord. The Bible says, but that all should come to repentance. That's God's plan. That's God's will, that this whole lost world would come to repentance. Now, you and I know that's not going to happen. The Lord told us that it was not going to happen. And yet, nevertheless, that is the purpose of the Lord. And the reason the Lord does not come is because he's long-suffering. And just as Noah stood on the gangplank, I believe, of the ark and preached the gospel in his righteousness to the very last moment when God shut the door. The door is still open and extended. The invitation is extended today that sinners might come. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, O Lord, that you would help us to understand that you will fulfill your promise and that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.